Wake up.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio. It's SB Nation AM, Tony D and Ron Culver. Ron, there is a trend going on in baseball that I think is actually going to be exponentially growing, this idea. The Hartford Yard Goats in minor league baseball, no more peanuts and no more Cracker Jacks at their games. And this is due to now that, that we now know more about children's peanut allergies at games where, like, they can't even be around the dust of peanuts. And so the Hartford Yard Goats are not going to put peanuts or Cracker Jacks at baseball games. And I'm wondering if this is going to spread, if this is going to go around to baseball, and now there won't be peanuts and Cracker Jacks at any games. Because when you get to even Major League Baseball, they're like, yeah, well, we don't want to, you know, kill children who come to baseball, and we want them to come to baseball. So no more peanuts and Cracker Jacks for anybody.
What do you do during the seventh inning stretch now?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if say this goes on for a few years, right? You know, no peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I mean, and then when it's time to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you got to substitute that line.
I think you got to, right?
Because kids are going to be asking, like, Dad, what's peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody personally that has a peanut allergy, but I've heard it's pretty awful. Like, you can't even, it's not like eating a peanut. Like, you can't even be around a peanut.
Yeah, no, I've ran into a few in my time. I've never seen them have the allergic reaction. I remember once, my son had a birthday party and the parent dropped their child off, and with it came an EpiPen.
And she, just in case?
Yeah, she's like, do you know how to use it? I'm like, I'm going to go Pulp Fiction on him, but sure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just stab it in the heart, right?
Yeah, like my wife's allergic to seafood, but she can still go to a restaurant that has seafood. Shellfish. I'm sorry, she's allergic to shellfish. So, but she can go to a restaurant that has lobster, because the only reason she's only allergic if she ingests it. If she smells lobster, she doesn't break out. But if you have a peanut allergy, like even whiffing a peanut, like if the peanut dust gets in your nose, you could have an attack. And that keeps kids away from ball games. It keeps them away from those roadhouse steakhouses, too, where you eat peanuts and just throw the shells all over the floor.
God,
they can't go
great.
To there either. That's the best. Absolutely the best. We'll talk a little bit more about Antonio Brown. He wants out. Where could he go? And what should the Steelers actually do with him? We'll talk about that some more also as we continue to look at the NFL. Kyler Murray could go to the Cardinals. Is that a good idea? Next.